One of the most exciting days of your life is this day. Why? Because you're going to see how to live your life in health. You know, you can have wealth, but if you're not healthy, you don't enjoy it. Health is so important. And what you're going to watch today will take you into a whole new realm. I mean it. It will take you into a whole new realm. And I want you to call in and just quickly tell your health needs. But we have one of the best guests, Sarah and I do, we've ever had. Dr. Bob, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I always appreciate it.
Yes.
You know, Dr. Bob, I love this book that you've written called A Guide to Stop ADHD. First of all, what is ADHD? Because not all of us know what this is.
ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So this might be an individual. It does not have to necessarily be a child that might not necessarily be focusing and is moving around. And unfortunately today, because this book came out in 2000, and we've updated, this is the updated edition of the book, many times actually. I have noticed over the last 15 years that some of these individuals that have been labeled ADHD or Asperger's or even autistic happen to be very intelligent, and their bodies are very sensitive to any environmental change or any chemical change. So we unfortunately live in a society that toxic chemicals are everywhere. But if you have a brain, it's like having a very sophisticated vehicle that has an engine that is very precise. You don't put low octane gas in that. You put the very best gas you can. So when I have a young child that comes into the office that's just not functioning optimally, I tell them this story. You're like a jet on an aircraft carrier getting ready to take off. One of two things are going to happen. You're going to soar like the eagles, or you're going to crash and burn. It all depends on what you've been putting in the tank. And these young boys, it's kind of like an epiphany. They look at me and they say, that means if I choose different foods, my health will improve, because that's how smart that they are. So I've had kids that have been diagnosed with Asperger's end up in advanced placement, very advanced, which is unbelievable. So in the book, Dr. Bob's Guide to Stop ADHD in 18 Days, it's really about fat metabolism. So I have an example here. Flax oil. So in the human body, we have different types of oils that your body uses and in the environment. Well, our brains need a fat called DHA. DHA is a short term for docosahexaenoic acid. It's a long chain fat. That is for brain health, memory, depression, anxiety. Along the same pathway, there's a fat that's made from flax oil called EPA. That's for heart health. So it's kind of like we could talk about both subjects right now, because both are epidemic in our society today. We have a lot of people that are dying of heart attacks. We have a third of Americans, or 20% of Americans, that have depression and anxiety. So it comes down to proper fat metabolism. So in the book, and right now you might have a child or even adult. See, ADHD kids usually have ADHD parents. ADHD kids usually go on to be ADHD adults. So if you have someone at home right now, whether it be a child or an adult, call for prayer. We're not going to diagnose you. We're not going to tell you what to do, but we can be an encourager. We could have you pray for people to be in the right place, because we have an epidemic of all these medications today. You know, a lot of these ADHD drugs, people are actually selling and using legally or illegally to enhance their performance at work, at school, college kids. But, you know, when you get down to it, this is an oil dipstick. It's a great prop, because we can test the oil in a car. In the human body, we have the ability now that with a pinprick of blood out of a little finger or a finger, we send it to a lab. I can tell you exactly what's going on in your body, exactly what's going on in your body when it comes to the right kind of fat. So moms and dads that are listening to me right now, I want you to think of this term. It's called trans fat. Trans fat is a simple term, but it's a twisted molecule. The normal fat would be called a cis or C-shaped fat, but I want you to start considering adding flax oil as a salad dressing, using olive oil, staying away from synthetic oils, whatever that might be. We don't promote canola oil. We don't promote soy oil. And we talk about this in Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balance or Stop ADHD in 18 Days.
You need to get this. You know, you may say, well, I haven't seen those problems in my family, but you have friends who have. And plus, we can do preventative things. You know, we can do the right thing that prevents. What's better, to get healed or to prevent being sick? I love this book. I think you will love it. You will use it. It will be an encouragement to you. I don't think you should get one. I think you should get two or three, because you know a lot of people with these kind of health problems. Hey, be a blessing to someone. Don't just be selfish. Be a blessing. Call in. And of course, leave your prayer needs. So watch now. Listen very carefully to what the wisdom is of this program. It's probably one of the most important issues of your life.
And, you know, on the whole fat thing, Dr. Bob, I mean, our whole society, we're filled with convenience food and, you know, do it fast, quick, move on to the next thing. And it seems to me like a lot of us struggle with our focus and having being able to stay on a topic and really get through, concentrate on something for a long amount of time. Is that all related to fat?
Well, fat is the real key. Ever since like the beginning of the 1980s, we've had fat phobia. So they said for people for years to avoid margarine. You don't avoid margarine. I mean, you do avoid, they told people to use margarine and avoid butter.
Right.
Well, God made butter and man made margarine. So margarine is tricking your body. And actually right now, you're gonna hear more information about this in the future. Butter will prevent colon cancer because there's something in butter called butyric acid. That's an important point. Butyric acid improves colon function. Margarine sabotages your body's ability to make good oil. So we live in a fat phobia, fat deficient society.
Right.
And most of the oils that we're consuming actually create distress. See, trans fat literally causes fire in the body. It causes inflammation. So trans fat really started to cause heart disease. Trans fat,
wow.
I mentioned two fats at the beginning of the program, DHA, brain health, ADHD book. In the book, we also talk about EPA, heart health. Trans fat sabotages your body's ability to make brain fat and heart fat. Very important. That's why you want to avoid pastries that are cooked in trans fat. That's why New York City, which I feel that we were instrumental in eliminating trans fat years ago, because I wrote a book just on trans fat alone. Do you know people who consume trans fat are heavier than people who don't consume trans fat? So if you have a weight issue right now, call for prayer. We'll pray for you. We'll help make a difference in your life. This is really serious. And you know what? Maybe you've thought about calling before, but you never called. Now is your time to make that call. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. This is another epidemic that we're working in hand in hand with the fat. This happens to be the heart. This is a phosphorus heart. Great. Makes a great prop. You can see the heart really works by electricity. Here's an epidemic that I'm seeing in my practice now. And I've been practicing since 1978. I've been involved in healthcare since 1974. So we both wore a younger person's shoes at that time, before cell phones, of course, rotary phones. Anyways, I'm seeing an epidemic today of women coming into my practice that have heart palpitations. Their heart is going. They have anxiety, constipation, high blood pressure, and leg cramps at night. Epidemic, it has happened in the last 2 years. So ladies, right now, if you have a blood pressure issue, ideally you want your blood pressure to be 120 over 80. If you say I have low blood pressure is just as much of an issue as high blood pressure is. But I wanna focus on the high blood pressure today. These are collard greens. Anything green is magnesium, whether it be broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, asparagus. Collard greens could be used, saute them. You could use them as a wrap for sandwiches. But if you have, and this is really epidemic.
Wait, a wrap for sandwiches? You want us to wrap stuff in that?
Yeah, and this
You're
is not singing
me.
Wrap. What you can do, so we have a little diversion here. You cut the stem off and you steam this.
Yeah.
And you could put whatever kind of vegetables you want in here, even some sauteed chicken or turkey. So it doesn't have to be doesn't have to be just vegan. You could put two together. They really are delicious.
Serious.
Yeah, if you could throw some of that ginger on here,
That
would be like awesome.
So how do I trick my kids? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So let's go back to the heart. So let's say you have heart palpitation. This is really common in women over 50 years old. And I'm not telling you not to be checked by your medical physician. You should always be checked. But if they want to put you on a quote-unquote drug to change your heart, just try eating greens. Add minerals. You need magnesium. Let's keep this really simple. These are simple truths that we're talking right now. You need to be having a bowel movement. If you're not having a bowel movement and you're having anxiety, I just gave you a body signal that it could be a potential magnesium need. I'm sure that you think they got that?
Yep.
So that was an important comment for them to hear.
Totally. And you know, I think all of this is all in your book, right? On ADHD. And sometimes I think we're like, well, that's not for me. I don't really need it. But there's so much in this book that relates to some of those body signals. Things that you're like, why am I dealing with this? And you don't, and then suddenly there's like, oh, it's kind of an epiphany. The light goes off. Oh, that's an indication that I need magnesium. Oh, that's an indication that my liver's not really happy right now. Oh, that's an indication that my thyroid's messed up. All kinds of stuff. There's fat issues, you know, depression. These are all listed in the book.
Chapter 4 is the important chapter that talks about fat metabolism. And that's where you see the role of magnesium. So you need B vitamins, magnesium, B6, and zinc. This was really an important topic because I have so many ladies that are managing 14 plates and their body is war, because when you're managing all those plates, it's burning up minerals. Magnesium is a key.
This is so awesome. Are you listening? You say, well, it's just overwhelming. No, let it be fun. Let it be fun that you're going to have a healthier body. You're going to think better. You're going to act better. You're going to speak better. You're going to get the book. And you're going to call us. I don't want to turn this upside down. You're going to call us to get the book, but also you can call and say, would you pray for me? I see these symptoms. Because we'll mix prayer with knowledge that, man, that's an unbeatable combination. So stay right there. Call in quickly. Stay there, because Dr. Bob is coming back with something that will revolutionize your whole life.
God created our soul, body, and mind to work in perfect harmony. It is becoming more and more commonplace for ADD and ADHD to infiltrate the health of those around us. The medical community wants you to believe the only relief for these challenges is medication. However, external influences, including unnecessary medications, tamper with the delicate balance of our bodies. You and your loved ones can have optimal health without the dependency of harmful pharmaceuticals. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you the recently updated Dr. Bob's Guide to Stop ADHD in 18 days. This easy-to-follow step-by-step book will help you navigate the changes you can make to reverse the damage done by detrimental foods, medications, and the toxic influences of the world today. We will also send you Marilyn's transformational booklet, Renew Your Mind, and Miracle Thinking Teaching CD. Our thinking dictates our behavior. We are what we think. A renewed mind equals a transformed life. Live a mentally and physically healthy life. Stop ADHD and ADD the natural, God-inspired way. Call or click now to get these valuable resources today.
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much, and he wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
We are so happy to have Dr. Bob with us today. And you're like, what is with the arm thing? Why are you doing this weird stuff? Okay, so I dislocated my shoulder doing some snowboarding. And then I had problems with my arm. So I know obviously it's skeletal partly, but help me with some of that muscle stuff, because that was tricky.
Well, what I wanted to do is for our audience is that right here, if you have pinpoint pain right there, which would be right there, you can see a little bit of a tubercle there. That's called the deltoid tubercle. And when you have pinpoint tenderness in this area, that's very common with a condition called deltoid bursitis. And what I have learned from my experience is that people who tend to eat citrus, now I have nothing against citrus, but if you happen to consume a lot of oranges, you could be have some fibromyalgia type of pain. You could become quite alkaline, because I know a lot of people are concerned about being acid and being alkaline. Well, alkaline has benefits, but it also has some disadvantages, which one of them would be like a fibromyalgia. So for Sarah right now, maybe some apple cider vinegar, some organic apple cider vinegar,
nice.
And an ounce every day. I would minimize the amount of citrus that you're consuming, just because it could create some distress.
Sure.
So it's a very common for women that are 35 to 45 years old, because you're still active and that area could become quite inflamed, which is, it's fire.
Right.
And we don't want fire.
No, don't want that.
Are you suffering with any of this? Hey, call us for prayer. You say, well, this is interesting to me, but it needs to be more than interesting. You need to do it. So when you get Dr. Bob's book, you're going to see how to put this knowledge into practice. Knowledge needs to be practiced. So call us right now. Call with your needs to pray for and get the book.
So a part of the Dr. Bob's Guide to Stop ADHD in 18 Days is all about metabolism. It's about fat metabolism. It's about how sugar impairs function. If you have too much sugar, you're going to have pain. So what we're trying to do is improve function throughout the body. And it's an excellent book just to do that. Just changing subjects just a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about a topic that's it's very common in our practice. We want to make this very practical for everybody. This happens to be a rusty railroad spike. It's amazing what you can do with visuals, isn't it? So this was pounded in the ground to help hold the rail in. You know, I have wonderful patients. I think that they must have a chrome business or something. So everything, anybody wants to bless me always gives me something chrome. So this is a happy, healthy spike. So I want you to think of this as a normal toenail, a normal fingernail. This happens to be a fingernail, or especially a toenail, especially it seems like that larger toenail that has fungus in it. So if you're suffering with fungus on your toenails right now, you want to call for wisdom and prayer. But your problem probably isn't necessarily just your toes. It could be a gut problem. So what I'm seeing in the practice are individuals have, I've had people have their toenails removed. Like they show up in our office and I'm looking at their toes and thinking, God, you were not born without, you know, you're just thinking this. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a fungus problem, so they took their toenails off. It's really a gut problem. So in the book, we talk about how bad sugar is. See, the issue with sugar allows yeast and mold to grow inside of your body. So my goal as a druggist doctor is, hey, let's balance out what's going on inside of the body. Because see, kids who have ADHD could have yeast problems. And I'm telling you right now, if a child has ADHD or some emotional stresses and they love to eat pizza, which, you know, by the way, and this is going to really date me, Yellow Pages. Pizza back in the day was the only food that had its own category in the Yellow Pages.
Wow.
So the Yellow Pages are gone. So I said Yellow Pages, you know, a part of your audience, that's like, what did he say? Yellow Pages? So if you crave pizza, if you crave wheat products, it's a body signal, could have a yeast. Because, you know, young children could have athletic areas of fungus that are in their body. So that's why I wanted to bring that up.
Right.
And you share that in here.
We share a variety of problems, but the sugar is definitely an issue.
It is a big deal.
Throwing off metabolism inside of the body.
Let me tell you what I did with sugar. I went on a 21-day break the habit with chocolate almond bars because I thought I had to have one every other day. So I took 21 days and said, and I marked it down, and the 22nd day, I didn't want it. You know what? You can break bad habits, but you can start new ones, new habits. And that's what you want. That's why you want the book. And that's why you want to call in for prayer, so that you will do it and not say, good idea, but I don't do it.
But what I love, Mom, is that you're that honest.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because here's the thing. A lot of times people say, oh, you know, Marilyn Hickey, she's all this and she's got everything organized.
So lucky.
Right. And she's, you know, just disciplined. She's just a machine and all this. But I love that you're that honest to say, hey, I was struggling because I know.
Yeah.
I'm living with you. I'm like,
yeah.
I know. We used to get the Hershey's bar and almonds in it. And it was like, ooh, right? So I know.
Yeah.
And I love that you're that honest, because if we're not honest, we can't make progress.
Oh, we can't.
If we don't acknowledge, look, I got some issues here. I'm struggling. Nail fungus. Oh, who wants to talk about that? That's kind of twitchy. Who wants to talk about, I got this pain. Oh, it's no big deal. We got to be honest, because otherwise we can't make progress.
I used to love Snicker bars. Frozen Snicker bars.
That's awesome.
Okay, listen, last little topic I want to touch on. This is another epidemic we're seeing. So in the book, we talk about posture. When we did a study back in 1999, we took 25 participants and we looked at their spine. Now, this is before BC, before Cell. Mm-hmm. So a normal neck is C-shaped like this. What we have found is when the neck starts going forward, it stops your brain from sending messages down. So we have an epidemic today. Just start looking at posture. Just look around. People's heads are like goosey. They're like the reverse turtle. They're sticking their heads out. So when you're sticking your head out, that's impairing lung function. This is a lung. So your lungs are compressed. You can't have as much oxygen. When you don't have as much oxygen, you're not going to be as healthy. So in the book, we talk about kids and posture because you could have ADHD issues because your brain's not sending the messages down. So we took it a step further. We started analyzing a person's ability to push air out. It's called forced vital capacity. And we have studies, and we have seen this in our own practice. If someone's coming in and they're all bent over, and we did a breathing test on them, I could tell you your chronologic age, and I could tell you your lung age. So let's say that when I did this, I'm 60 years old, but I have a lung age of 47 years old.
Oh, sweet.
That's good. That is sweet.
Oh, sweet.
I have a 31-year-old young lady who came in who looked healthy, but she had a lung age of 82.
Whoa.
Because she was inflamed because she was making the typical American Pop-Tart choices, whatever that might be.
Sure.
So I've had individuals come in whose head are forward, show them some corrective exercises like, hello, sit up straight and lay back on a ball, and have had their lung age go from 65 to 45. So you may have a healthcare provider in your area, you would request a spirometer. So if you're having a breathing issue right now, call in for prayer, call in for wisdom. And we will definitely, we won't diagnose you, but we'll definitely do what we can to pray you through whatever is going on. Force vital capacity with the lungs and your health. Really pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, when you don't feel well, you don't act well. You don't think well. You have to force yourself to do things. But when you feel well and you think, yeah, I like this person, even though they may be negative, or I like this situation, God's going to make it work for good. But I'm telling you, your health is so important to the way you behave. And I love this, that I can behave better by eating proper things, really. And I can behave better by getting the kind of sleep I should have. And you can behave better if you get this book. And you need to do it today and be generous. Get two or three. Get it for other people too. Sarah, we know that right eating makes right thinking, doesn't it?
Totally. And the other thing I would say too is sometimes I think we, as Americans, we have a popcorn mindset, right? So plug it in, turn on the microwave, boom, it's over, 30 seconds or whatever. And I think sometimes we don't appreciate the value of process and consistency and changing our lifestyles. Mm-hmm. And it comes with changing our minds. And so I love what you say here, because what it is creating a different way of thinking and a different mindset. And I believe that fundamentally that's what we need. And it comes from, I love Romans 12, renewing the mind. Mm-hmm. And we don't renew our mind, then we're just gonna have the same results all the time. So hop on the phone, get on the website. Of course you wanna grab several of these. They're great for Bible studies, they're good for book clubs, they're good for Sunday school studies, all kinds of great gift items, you know, pass them out to a friend for birthday, all kinds of opportunities to bless people and help them. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you that God would help you to live in a renewed mind and have a lifestyle of health.
God created our soul, body, and mind to work in perfect harmony. It is becoming more and more commonplace for ADD and ADHD to infiltrate the health of those around us. The medical community wants you to believe the only relief for these challenges is medication. However, external influences, including unnecessary medications, tamper with the delicate balance of our bodies. You and your loved ones can have optimal health without the dependency of harmful pharmaceuticals. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you the recently updated Dr. Bob's Guide to Stop ADHD in 18 days. This easy to follow step-by-step book will help you navigate the changes you can make to reverse the damage done by detrimental foods, medications, and the toxic influences of the world today. We will also send you Marilyn's transformational booklet, Renew Your Mind, and and Miracle Thinking Teaching CD. Our thinking dictates our behavior. We are what we think. A renewed mind equals a transformed life. Live a mentally and physically healthy life. Stop ADHD and ADD the natural, God-inspired way. Call or click now to get these valuable resources today.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Sarah, I think Dr. Bob should pray, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because we want to put this into the power of God.
Absolutely. Let's pray.
I'd be honored. Lord, thank you, Jesus. There are people watching us right now that I'm just praying for wisdom. You know, we talked about so many different items in the last segment. I want to talk about children today that have depression and anxiety. And I know that Satan so readily attempts to place himself, his claws on the individual. So we're praying for release of that right now. Individuals that are addicted. We have an epidemic of heroin addiction in America today, and properly prescribed medications that people are being, and it's coming from witchcraft and sorcery, because that's what pharmacia is. So I am loosening someone right now who has a prescription addiction, and that they seek the help, that the power of the Holy Spirit will go in them and release them. As I was released from alcohol over 25 years ago, we want that same exact strike to happen to that person. And Satan, we are loosing you right now to let go of these children that are being so plagued in America today. And I pray for all this internet activity that's going on that is so, what appears to be so illegal and so demising of individuals. So Lord, we pray for the pastors in America. I pray for faith for them to stand up to what's going on. We pray for right, Lord. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that is just permeating the fabric of every TV, every video that's watching us worldwide right now, and people can be released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is the best. You know, you say, well, I not only got knowledge, but I got prayer. And see, prayer is power. When you pray in the name of Jesus, you see the power that He does. Because a lot of times we try so hard in ourselves, but if we can get the power of the Holy Spirit into that, it's transforming. Expect your transformation.